What is up, guys? Hope you're having a good start to the week. It's Monday. And Mondays, I don't like Mondays. I really don't. They are boring. I have very low motivation. And they just generally stink. I don't know who likes Mondays. If you like a Monday, what the heck was that? If you like Mondays, I want to know your secrets, because I hate them. I hate them with a passion. And it's even worse when you had a boring youth group the night before, as I did. So last night for youth group, we had this group of speakers come in, and they talked about Christian relationships, because, Valentine's Day is just a couple weeks ago, and the whole romance subject is still in the air. So they talked about, the do's and don'ts of relationships, what a good relationship looks like, what a bad relationship looks like, and, being codependent versus independent, and how you find a middle ground with interdependence, and all that jazz. It was pretty boring because I've gotten this spiel before a lot. And you just learn a lot of this stuff with experience. So it was like they were trying. It was like, oh yeah, I already know. I already know that. I already know. Thank you. Yes, I know. Can we please, like, those of us that have already been through all this, can we, like, go hang out in the lobby while you guys get your little teaching here? Because I'm honestly bored to death. So, that was annoying. Kind of put me in a bad mood last night. And the bad mood continued over until, like, it's... I don't know if you guys can tell, but I'm still not in a fantastic mood. And the annoying thing about it is, like, they didn't leave any time for us to talk to other people. Like, we had to sit in our small groups, and that's it. And my small group consists of 4, maybe 5 sometimes, very introverted guys. And we don't really open... I certainly don't open up my feeling. Like, I'm the most extroverted guy there. I'm, a lot of times I'm the one carrying the conversation. And even I don't share my deep feelings with them, because that's just not what guys do. It's not. I'm not one who really shares my feelings with other guys, like my deep feelings. Like, okay, sure, I talk to you guys about, like, being in a bad mood, but that's not like saying, oh man, I'm so sad, and I, this is what I think about, I don't know. It gets very, very, like, sissy, in my opinion. I'm all for listening to other people's problems and helping them try to figure it out, but not in that setting, not in that situation. That was annoying last night, and, not with, like, that group of guys. Like, they're just very introverted guys who keep to themselves, and I don't feel comfortable sharing really, like, any deep thoughts with them. Like, if it was a friend I was really close to, okay, yeah, I'm a lot more open and, willing to share what I'm thinking and, what I'm feeling and everything like that. If it's a really good friend who I've known for years and years and years, and they've, opened up to me too and everything like that, those are fine. That's fine to have friends like that. But just with the guys in your small group who I'm not that close to, no way. Mm-mm, not gonna happen. So, yeah, that just kind of put me in a bad mood, and you can't talk to anybody else, because there's literally no time. You're listening to these people for, like, probably an hour and a half, and then you have to get on the bus and go back to your home, to the church, and that's that. It's very annoying. So coming up, I'm going to be talking about this new update again, and I'm going to share a link to a video, and that'll probably be about it for today. Okay, first up, the stupid new Anchor update. I hate it. I don't like it at all. It doesn't make sense. I don't get it. And it's not that, like, I don't know how to work it. I do, but I don't know why they would have switched it to this. It makes no sense other than my conspiracy theory that this is to pander to the big boys, which I kind of think is true. And yeah, okay. First off, the episode thing is really ticking me off. I like being able to just record, upload, boom, there it is. It's there for 24 hours, and then it's gone. I really liked that because it was like I was actually talking to you guys. If I wanted to save it as an episode, sure, I could do that. But it wasn't like, you know, this is mandatory. It wasn't like that, you know? And I really don't like when I'm recording and I'm getting up around the 4 or 5 minute mark and it like on the screen, there's a little caution sign that comes up. It's like, just a friendly note. Listeners tend to like shorter segments better than longer. What? Who cares? I don't care if listeners like shorter segments. If you want to listen to what I have to say, you'll listen to it. If you don't want to listen, you don't have to. I'm not going to make my stuff shorter just because Anchor is telling me that people tend to like shorter things better. And I mean, okay, is that somewhat true? Maybe. I tend to, only listen to some segments of some people. I don't usually get through all of their segments. And if one is going on for kind of a long time and it's not really anything that I'm into, yes, I will skip it. But that doesn't mean I'm going to make my stuff shorter just because people tend to skip it. I don't care. So stop telling me. I don't know. It's just very, like, this whole thing feels like they're trying to almost, like, control me, I guess. Like, I know it sounds weird because I can still post whatever the heck I want. But, like, the way that they, first off, you can't do segments. You have to do an episode. They want you to try to stick to shorter segments because listeners like that better. The whole thing is just ridiculous. You have to go to the page with all the big boys on it in order to listen to your favorites. And I just don't like it. I don't like it at all. It's very annoying. And a lot of people are having problems with this thing with the update. Either it's not working on their phone. Like, some people can't even listen to segments on here. So, like, they're killing the app. They, as an Anchor, they're killing their own app because people can't even listen to other people on here. People are just not posting as often. Jordan Taylor hasn't posted in 3 days because, you know, he, I'm sure, doesn't want to go through making the hassle of making an episode. That's why I didn't post anything yesterday. That's why I haven't posted anything on 21CCR since the update. Because it's a hassle. I don't like the structuring of it. And it's just not fun anymore, really. It's not very fun. I don't feel like I'm talking to you guys in the moment because I have to compile it all into an episode. And yes, okay, there's the trick where I can just keep adding to the episode. But I mean, you guys probably aren't going to hear that until you listen to the whole darn thing. It's just really bugging me, and I really think they need to reconsider keeping this update. I really want them to go back to what it used to be. And, like, I kind of thought, you know, sometimes it's like, I might just rage quit Anchor, because, you know, people will rage quit Twitter if they're not liking what people are saying. They'll rage quit for all kinds of things. It's kind of a silly thing to do, in my opinion, but, like, I've considered it. It's like, this just isn't, it's getting to the point where it's not fun for me. You know, I still have friends on here, there's people I still talk to, but in terms of putting in the work, especially with 21CCR, to do episodes and everything like that, I'm not feeling the motivation. I'm just not. So, anyway, really not liking this new update. I hope they change it.
Big Egg, it's KT. Just wanted to say, keep your head on, man. And for a little Monday motivation, buddy. I know it's almost Tuesday. It's Monday night. Just think of the bright side. And just be grateful for the, hopefully, either nice weather or something in your life that you've been grateful for. Yeah, no, that's all I got. Just be grateful for something. Hopefully the Monday blues will go away.
Hey, KT, thanks for that advice. And you're right. You know, there's so much to be thankful for in this life. And I appreciate the encouragement, man. And thanks for the call-in. I'll definitely be looking for stuff to be grateful for. And yeah, thanks for the call-in, man. I appreciate it.
Go check out the latest Messy Mondays. Not Messy Mondays. Yeah, go check out the latest Messy Mondays video and check out my latest episode. My only episode I made in Tennessee. I'm on vacation and I made this episode and I'm very proud of it. Siri attempts to propose and the result is astonishing. Go check it out. All right, peace!
Hey, Malachi. What's up? Thanks for the call in. Even though it was to promote your own station, but I'll just ignore how unclassy that was for the time being. But no, for real, I enjoyed your episode, man, and it's too bad to hear Siri got rejected by Josh, although I can't say I'm surprised. Sounds like you're having a good vacation in Tennessee. Your cousin is doing some pretty lit animal impressions. I liked your recap of the Blimey Cow video. It was a very good video, by the way, it was. I enjoyed hearing your Batman voice, although honestly, let's be real here, it could use a little work. You've got to get it low and raspy like this, and then you got to say, always have to say, I'm Batman. Like that.
I don't know what I'm doing wrong. You told me to have a raspy voice, and I have a raspy voice, and you told me to say I'm Batman. But listen to this. Hey, Batman. I don't sound like Batman at all. What am I doing wrong? I need some Batman teach tipping lessons, Ike. You gotta help me.
Wasn't that Fred, Grandpa Fred, Uncle Fred, but Fred? Somebody Fred on your station? I believe that's who that was. Batman does not sound like an old man, Malachi. No, he sounds like he's... Oh, he's just so full of rage, full of anger. Yeah, that's how you do the, you know, gotta get the growl. I'm gonna beat somebody up. That kind of thing. You had it at the end, at the very, very end of your recap of your summary. That was good. You had it then. That was good. This old Grandpa Batman? Nope. No. Wrong. And like I said, I'm glad he said I'm Batman, because that's very important. But you gotta do it with gusto. I'm Batman. There you go, like that. So there's your Batman advice, Malachi. So everyone, this is probably going to be the last segment of the night. I just got off a call with KT and Uncle Mike, so if you want to go listen to that, the Mike and Ike Show, episode 4, is over on Kevin Touch's station. We talked about the update, and then talked a little bit about the shooting in Florida, just, you know, giving our thoughts and our feelings on that. So it was a great discussion. We're going to try to stay positive with this new update. KT's a lot better at that than I am. You guys know me. If I have an opinion on something, positive or negative, I will share it. So, KT's really, really doing good at staying positive. So that's cool. And, yeah, like I said, that's over at, Kevin Touch's station. And, I lied. This won't be the last segment. The next one will be.
Hey, KT, man, thank you for coming on the Uncle Mike and Ike show. I'm going to make this a publishable call-in. Thank you so much, my man, not only for coming on the show and chatting up with Uncle Mike and Ike. We'll definitely have to get that show going, like I said. But definitely, I hope that we just kind of got all our thoughts out, venting out. We have to move forward, just play the hand we're dealt, and use it as a growing opportunity. But I appreciate you taking time, and we'll definitely be on the case. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Alrighty, guys. So, real quick before I go, thanks for listening today. I hope I got a call in for Malachi that I'll play after this, and it was nice to hear that he enjoyed my segments. So, thanks, Malachi. I appreciate that. So, the description of this segment is a link to a video that I was in 3 years ago. Something like that. So my friend has a channel called Dreamer's Coma, and this is like this is the second video that he posted on there. Anyway, originally it was gonna be a scripted video, and me and my brother were gonna be like two agents from opposing spy organizations, and we were gonna be fighting over this top secret document, and it was going to be, you know, something like that. But the story, you know, we didn't feel like doing it. And so my friend, he was like, well, you know, I have some new editing software that I would like to try out. And I was like, oh, well, I mean, you can still film us, like, and try it out. I actually didn't realize he was going to turn it into a video. But he did. And he turned it, it's kind of like a music video type thing, and actually if you watch his other videos, they're all kind of like music videos with kind of random footage. Some of them like have a meaning. I'm sure, you know, if you watch him you'll find those, but he's, you know, wants to be a cinematographer, and so he just likes to practice with his cameras and everything like that and editing. So this was kind of the first video that he really did that kind of thing with, at least I think. I don't know, maybe I'm just being egotistical. Anyway, if you do watch his other videos, they are kind of, some of them are heavy, some of the music is pretty heavy, but that's the kinds of videos that he enjoys making, so if you want to watch them, go for it. And yeah, there are some good ones in there. So anyway, a little bit about the background of this video. Right at the start, the gray house is my house. That's where I live. It's my, oh gosh, I'm trying to think of a slang term for house. Crib. Boom. That's my crib. and then, that's the cul-de-sac I grew up playing in. I don't know if you guys can see the mountains in the background, but, facing the other way from my house is the mountains. And, so yeah, that's just kind of where it's filmed, right in front of my house. My brother is in there, and, so it's kind of a random video, but if you guys want to watch it, go for it. I'm sharing it because Faith asked if I had any acting experience, and I have acted a little bit, like in elementary, and there were some more videos up on YouTube that I was in, filmed with the same friend who filmed this one, but we took them down. I think this is the only video on YouTube that like I'm actually in, not just my hands. So anyway, if you guys want to check it out, cool. Let me know what you think. And just so you know, it's kind of random. there's really no story or really any meaning to it. So anyway, that's about going to do it. And I hope you all had a good Monday. And I hope tomorrow's good. I'll probably be on here. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. But I'm going to go ahead and play that call in from Malachi. And I'm signing off now. Peace.
Bro, your segment titled Monday is like really awesome. And it's just real, you know, because churches aren't perfect. And youth group, that ain't perfect. And small group, that sure ain't perfect. But a lot of people feel like it's wrong to criticize Christian things, and it's really not. They should be criticized. They should be held to a higher standard, and people should realize, well, five introverted guys told to share their deepest secrets and their feelings, they're not going to do that. I wouldn't do that, and I'm pretty extroverted. I wouldn't do that at all. Like, I wouldn't even do that with my brother. I'm clamp up when it comes to that sort of thing. And I just wanted to say that I really enjoyed that segment. And thanks for echoing our conversation. But that, bro, you're doing good. You're doing a good job. Really enjoyed listening to that. Woo! All right, peace.